tonight, doing some 90s bumper music, gotta love it, from my DJ days. We have Jeremy Piven in studio playing the McDonald Theater tomorrow night, 7:30. Really looking forward to it. So, it's a sports show. It's a sports town. Jeremy's throwing out the first pitch tonight.
Yes.
Ducks and Beavs. I've thrown out a few first pitches at our minor league team. I've got as big an ego as anybody. I would get my son's ass out there, and we'd go to a local park, measure off 60 feet, 6 inches.
Smart man.
And practice.
There you go. It's very smart.
How practice are you at throwing a baseball?
Well, like you're very, by the way, you're very smart to do that, because anyone listening, you just want to Google Obama or 50 Cent, and what you're going to see, you will not believe. The ball went the wrong direction. I mean, if you said, I'm going to give you $500,000 to throw something that bad again, you couldn't do it. It went the wrong. It was almost as if they reinvented gravity. It's like, how did the ball go there? By the way, being from Chicago, I was stumping for Barack with my, and I see me trying to win over the good people of Oregon here with my, and so I before he won, I was the guy when he couldn't show up in the Midwest at certain colleges. I would show up for him, and he left me this long message. It was incredible, because I met him, and he, believe it or not, and he told this to my face, and I found out it's true, was a huge fan of Entourage.
Right,
and he would watch, but you have to also understand, you know, Rahm Emanuel, Ari Emanuel, the character was based on Ari, his brother was his chief of staff. So he had there was a lot of connections.
Great connection.
There. Yeah, and his head of security, Reggie Love, I'm telling you too much, said it's true. He would schedule meetings around watching Entourage. So it was incredible. So he was really cool to meet, and a great guy, and really, really fun. And he left me this message. I'll never forget. I was walking down the beach and said, hey, this is Barack. I can't even do a Barack Obama. But he said, thank you for busting your ass. Here's my number. And he left me like three different numbers. He left me Michelle's number. All these numbers. I was like, oh, my God. And this is back in the day. It was like, message saved for 14 days. I went back in the next day, and it was gone. So I don't know if it was cleaned out by Secret Service, but if anyone's got Barack's number, could you please?
Do you owe him a call?
I owe him a call. Could you imagine, Barack? Why that guy didn't call me back? You know what I mean? So we love Barack, and if anyone's got that number, let me know.
So it dawned on me that obviously when you do a movie, you're on a closed set. When you do TV, you're on the stage, and there might be a live audience. But with stand-up, it's a different crowd every night, and there's no director to yell cut if things aren't going as planned. Do you get kind of a different adrenaline rush, different juice of knowing that the audience is going to be different every single solitary night?
Yeah, you have to understand, the stage is my home. So like me walking out at the McDonald's Theater tomorrow is like, I'm as comfortable there as I'll be anywhere ever. So I'm very, very comfortable to begin with. And yet, like you were talking about, you grab your son and you throw some pitches out so you're ready. My mom always says this. She quotes Shakespeare, the readiness is all.
Huh.
So when I get out there, yes, I've got my set and I know exactly where I want to go. But if things don't go well, if I throw some stuff out and they're not feeling it, I got to call an audible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And at any moment, they don't know it's not going well, but I got to go, oh, okay. Well, what's going on? Sir, are you okay? Are you here against your will? What's going on, my man? Let's talk about this. And then let's get into it. That's going to lead into something else. You know, he's having a terrible day. He hates me. Whatever's going on, that's going to lead us in another direction. And I have to be open to the beautiful, happy accidents that could create a miracle. And yet, we have a bunch of tricks. You know, we've got a bunch of material up our sleeves that can get you back, because you can bomb, but at any moment, like Chappelle, we were just talking about. Chappelle said to me, you got to bomb, but you got to bomb at the right time. You know, so, you know, that's part of life, man. Life is not a comedy or a tragedy. It's both.
So I know you're on a bit of a schedule. I've got to hand you off, as they say.
Yes.
So I could ask you 17 million more questions and do the rest of the show. I'm going to just basically throw it to you and say, you're here, you're in town. What do you want the folks to know?
Well, it's interesting. I you may know me. You may think I'm Ari Gold. And by the way, I address all this. I'm going to address it with the audience, the elephant in the room right off the bat.
Do you have your three Emmys with you?
I do travel with my Emmys. I actually had one bolted to the front of my car. So it's a little awkward to drive around with the 1973 Ford Bronco with an Emmy. I do like to take a victory lap. I celebrate myself. It's what I do best. You threw me. I do talk about the fact that, you know, we have a new administration. We got guys like Bobby Kennedy who are trying to address our health issues. And we have commercials where we're the only country in the world, except for Canada, that Big Pharma can advertise on television. And then they give you all of the side effects, you know, dizziness, barking, you know, projectile anal bleeding, you know, seizures, AIDS, sometimes death. And it's scary. But I think we need an adorable celebrity like Stallone to read them off so they're not as daunting, because we can't understand them. Side effects, anal bleeding, projectile venom. And then sometimes he runs out of language. I don't know if you've noticed that. But he'll just go,
titanium.
I'm sorry, sir?
It's going to be enormous. It's going to be titanium.
Titanium, sir? So, you know.
You want to have a good time?
So I like to do a bunch of impressions while I'm up there and just have a great time. So people are like, what can we expect? Which I'm so glad you didn't ask that question. What can we expect? Before my mother passed away, the last book I gave her was The Four Agreements. And one of the agreements to remember about life is expect nothing. Throw away expectations. And then you can embrace life.
Well, one of the reasons I didn't ask you what to expect, because my theory is get your ass down there and find out.
Yes. Expect nothing and receive everything, Eugene. Folks, let's hug it out, bitches.
He's Jeremy Piven, kind enough to come in studio with cigars. He's going to become an honorary duck.
I got a cigar for you, buddy.
He's got an. He's going to become an honorary duck tonight, throwing the first pitch out at PK Park. The show tomorrow night at the McDonald Theater is 7:30. I'm not just saying this. I'll be there with my son at the bar. If you come up and say you heard this, first cocktail's on me.
And we'll give you a free meet and greet if they mention you.
All right.
We'll take some pictures and we'll hug it out.
So stoked.
Here's your cigar, sir.
Thanks a lot. Jeremy, I am very stoked for tomorrow.
Yes.
Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great show, man.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more sports talk. 95.3 The Score. 95.3 The Score.